And the economic toll of the pandemic continues to worsen today as the Labor Department reports another 2.1 million people filed unemployment claims last week, bringing the total since mid-March to more than 40 million, roughly the equivalent of one quarter of the U.S. workforce. Let's bring in Gene Sperling, former director of the National Economic Council under Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Gene Sperling, welcome back. And this marks the eighth straight week that weekly first-time jobless claims have come down from their peak of nearly 6.9 million in March. But these are still historically very high numbers. What's your takeaway from today's report?
Yeah, we should start with your point, Jeremy, which is the all-time record before the COVID crisis hit was 695,000. So normally when you break a new record, it goes from 695,000 to, let's say, 800,000. Here we're at a place where 2.1 million, three times the all-time record is seen as somewhat better than previous months. So, we're still seeing a dramatically weak job market with, I believe, unemployment is going to be near 20%. And I think when people measure the full degree of harm in the labor market, it's going to be close to 30% of people are either unemployed, are working part-time against their will, or on furlough. And those are staggering depression-like numbers, or numbers we haven't seen since the early 1930s.
Well, and the idea at the beginning of this a couple of months ago was that this was going to be unlike a typical recession because it would be quick and then there would be a quick rebound. But do you get the sense as you watch company after company lay off thousands of workers and millions of workers that those people are all going to get their jobs back in the next few months?
You know, no, I don't. And I think there's a lot of people trying to focus on, well, in a few months, jobs numbers will be kind of positive. Well, look, if you're watching a basketball game and your team falls behind 50 points in the second quarter, yeah, if it comes up five, if they, make up 5 points or 10 points in the third quarter, I guess they've done better, but your team is still dramatically behind. And so what we're talking about is having an economy where we're partially reopening. But I think you don't have to be an economist. It's common sense. You look at the nail salon, you look at the restaurant, you look at people in the travel industry, and opening up means partial reopening. And so I think what is very scary and should be alarming is that if we don't continue to take this seriously with major aid to states, to small businesses, with unemployment insurance that goes on as long as necessary and helps families keep the lights on and pay their bills. If we don't do this, I think we could have a period of sustained double-digit unemployment that could go on for quite a long time. A lot of this is within our power, but we've got to stop thinking that when you're down 50 points and you get a few points back, you're doing okay. You're not. We have to continue to take this seriously. Remember, in the Great Recession, what 10% was the highest it hit, and we all rightly thought that was terrible. To have an economy where it goes on at 12, 14%, maybe better than it is today in this month, but it's going to be very painful and harmful for our economy. Small businesses will close forever. And what worries me the most is families that could have just, pushed through that with enough support could suffer devastating personal harm, and we don't need to let that happen.
Well, so on a scale between being too cautious right now and opening up too quickly on the other end, where do you think we are as a country?
Opening up should be the least ideological thing in the world. It should just be basic common sense because it's not an ideological question. Every one of us can make that decision themselves. If you tell somebody to put out an open sign on their restaurant or their store, but people don't have the confidence to come in, or they see behavior that's leading to a surge of new cases, or a loved one has to go to the hospital, they're going to pull back. So ultimately, you have to open up in a way that gives consumers' confidence that they can reengage with the economy to some degree, and workers' confidence that they can work safely. And right. you just have to do the hard work.
We've got to leave it right there, Gene Sperling, but we've got your point there. That is Gene Sperling, former director of the National Economic Council. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.